It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. You got, just like last week, gave you two introductions.
Is this one for real this time?
Yeah, we're on real. It's for real. You're live. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Had a very good weekend. So
you did a little ice fishing?
Did a little ice fishing and talked to a few friends.
A little snow removal?
Just a little bit.
Not too bad.
No.
It wasn't really drifting or anything, so
no.
Pretty light.
Yep. Easy to move.
That's right. That's what we like.
Yep.
So what's planned for this week? Everything on schedule over there at the office?
Yeah. 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I do have to, I will be coming in a little late on Friday morning, but, that's the way things go sometimes.
Do you just plan to oversleep or?
No.
Oh, okay. You got something going on.
I got something going on.
All right. Just checking.
So, yep.
All right. Well, you know, it's good to get your rest, beauty sleep there.
I took Friday off last week and
had a little fun
Thursday afternoon. Yeah. Did, overnighted on the ice in South Dakota and came home with a few walleye. So.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And you ate them.
They were delicious.
All right. You're making me hungry. Well, let's move on.
Of course. Moving right along.
Let's salute a veteran today.
Absolutely. Today we're saluting Specialist Thomas Joseph Liebel. Thomas was born on December 5th, 1964 in Montevideo and passed away on April 24th, 2004. He was a farmer in the Dawson area. He entered active duty in the United States Army on December 29th, 1986 in Minneapolis. Honorably discharged just shy of 4 years later on October 3rd, 1990 in Fort Lewis, Washington. He was an aviation operations specialist with the 1st Special Forces Group out of Fort Lewis, Washington. He was also airborne qualified. So if some of the aircraft that he worked on or around, you know, they had to bail out, he knew how to do it.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. But some medals and ribbons that he earned. He earned the Army Service Ribbon, the Good Conduct Medal. He shot expert with the M16 rifle. Received the Army Commendation Medal, two awards. So he had an oak leaf cluster on his ARCOM. He had a driver and mechanic badge for wheeled vehicles and a parachute badge for graduating being airborne qualified. So we thank you, Thomas, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Definitely. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to the topic today, which is COVID-19 and a treatment study that's going on.
Yeah, a press release came out on January 19th that the VA with both researchers and patients participated in studies beneficial to the study of COVID-19 and how it's treated. VA researchers and veteran volunteers from the Atlanta and San Antonio VA medical centers were part of a recently published study that yielded crucial insights into COVID-19 treatment. The study was published on December 11th by the New England Journal of Medicine, which is a very respected medical journal in the U.S. Around the world, actually.
Yes.
Showed the drugs, I'm going to butcher these names, baricitinib and remdesivir, combined were far better at improving and reducing recovery time of COVID-19 patients than treatment with remdesivir alone. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, safe and effective vaccines for COVID-19 are being rolled out in VA and other healthcare settings, but finding treatments remains crucial. VA researchers and all the veterans who volunteer for studies are contributing to steady progress with regard to both vaccines and treatment options. The combined use of baricitinib, an anti-inflammatory drug, and remdesivir, an antiviral drug, has already influenced clinical practice. On November 19th, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization of the treatment in certain hospitalized adults and children based mainly on the trial results of this study. The initial idea for the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NIAID,
NIAID, N-A-I-D.
Yeah, there's that second I kind of.
Aid.
Yeah, NIAID. Sponsored trial was advanced in part by research team at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. They had been studying baricitinib prior to the pandemic as a potential agent against other infectious diseases. Among other studies on the drug, the Atlanta VA team reviewed the medical records of 15 patients with moderate to severe COVID-19 who had received daily doses of baricitinib in addition to other treatment. The addition of the drug was associated with recovery in 11 of the 15 patients. The results appeared in June 2020 in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases. The researchers interpreted the results cautiously since the study was based on a small number of patients and was not a randomized placebo-controlled trial. Nonetheless, the results helped to lay the groundwork for a large NIAID-sponsored study that followed. So VA not only treats patients and does research, like we've mentioned in the past, but they also, you know, work for national objectives too in healthcare.
Right, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. More information on this and VA COVID-19 research and treatment and vaccinations, you can go to the Department of Veterans Affairs website, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left that out for you just in case
you couldn't
remember what it was.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
It's kind of the not garden level anymore.
No, but it's nice to see some snow out there.
That's right. It's only a couple months of winter left.
That's right. And we've had a very, very mild one.
Yes, we have.
Compared to previous years.
Keep it that way. Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, this year I kind of wanted to make some ice.
Well, you got ice.
And I'm happy for that.
All right. Well, glad you're happy.
Yep. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Very good. Well, as you said, everything's no holidays this week, so you're open every day.
Yep.
And we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veterans Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. The time now, 9:23.